Kami, K-A-M-I, Muldoon, M-A-U-L-D-I-N, M-A-U-L-D-I-N. Today is the 13th. She was born 9/24/71. Chief complaint, follow-up of thyroid cyst, number 2, status post-biopsy, number 3, liver pre-op clearance for liposuction, number 3, abnormal EKG in the past, number 4, increased weight, number 6, issues with hormones causing depression, hence on antidepressant at this time, Rexalti, R-I-X-A-L-T-I, and Wellbutrin. Next number, leg pain and arm pain. Our patient is a 51-year-old woman who stays at home. Patient is scheduled for liposuction. She comes in today for pre-op clearance. She also has had issues with depression, which is well controlled, has no suicidal thoughts or ideation. She lives with her husband. They have a great relationship. They've been married 20-something years. He works as a trucking manager for an oil company, and she doesn't work at this time, but she's had experience in surgical room technician in the past. Surgery, hysterectomy, breast augmentation, gallbladder surgery, thyroid biopsy, medical problems, depression. Patient's depression started when she was placed on Lupron at a young age, caused a lot of depression, then subsequently had, because of endometriosis, subsequently had hysterectomy, and has been dealing with depression for some time, but symptoms appear to be controlled at this time. Family history. Breast cancer, CHF, coronary artery disease, maintenance exam, no pap smear needed, status post hysterectomy, mammogram up to date, colonoscopy, never had one, doesn't want one. She's allergic to Versed and has a problem with colonoscopy. Medication, we just went over. COVID immunization, none. No symptoms of COVID presence. Allergy, penicillin, sulfa, Versed. Cannot tolerate Versed because she remembers everything that happens to her while under. Smoking, she doesn't smoke. Never been a smoker. Alcohol, never been alcohol use her last period, 2016. She's alert. She's awake. She weighs 174 pounds today. Let's see. She weighs 174 pounds today, which is slightly down from 2020 period. Then O2 stats 99%, 98, 16, 77, 120 over 80. Heart positive, swarm positive is 2. Lungs are clear, abdomen soft. Skin stones are ash from personal television, logical, not focal. Number 1, first let's talk about the abnormal EKG. Patient's EKG is very similar to what she had before 2020. At that time, she had a stress test done, a cardiac workup, and she was cleared for surgery. And she has not had any other issues or problems, no chest pain or shortness of breath. Her echocardiogram compared to 2 years ago looks completely normal. Hence, as far as the EKG concerned, I feel comfortable clearing patient for liposuction. Number 1, thyroid nodule, status post biopsy. It's 1.3 centimeter. We'll also keep an eye on this. Next number, status post cholecystectomy. Next number is mild fatty liver. Next number is history of low potassium. Patient has had blood work done recently, including potassium and TSH, all within normal limits. Next number, status post cardiac workup up to date. Next number, she does have very mild peripheral vascular disease that's present, but no change from 2 years ago. Next number, no sign of DVT noted. Next number, thyroid nodules, as was mentioned on the left side, 1.3 centimeter, has been worked up status post biopsy. Next number, status post breast augmentation with no surgical issues. Next number, depression well controlled. Next number, no family history of anesthesia-related illnesses, i.e. hyperthermia. Next number, fatty liver, no change. Next number, definitely not suicidal, tolerating medication as well. Next number's maintenance exam is up to date. Next number's lab work is up to date. Next number, patient's findings will be communicated with Dr. Mackenzie Williams, Mackenzie Williams, Willims, via copy of this visit through fax number 713-722-8998. Let's see if there's anything else I want to say. Nope, that's it. Thank you.